Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday morning. It's the 6th of June, 2023. As many of you know, I do a lot of walking. Last year, I've been on a walk. I walk every morning and throughout the day. I try to walk about 2.3 miles a day. And it seems to help. Size profiteth a little. But anyway, while I was walking this morning, a couple songs came to my mind, and I want to share them with you. The first one that came to my mind is the second one I'm going to sing, and that was Each Step I Take. The other one that came to my mind was Jesus Led Me All the Way. Someday life's journey will be o'er, and I shall reach that distant shore. I'll sing while entering heaven's door. Jesus led me all the way. I don't think I got the right tune. Led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels. I can't remember the tune. As I lay my burden down, Jesus led me all the way. If God should let me there review the winding path of earth I knew, it would be proven clear and true that Jesus led me all the way. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burden down, Jesus led me all the way. And hitherto my Lord has led, today he guides each step I tread. And soon in heaven it will be said, Jesus led me all the way. Well, I forgot the tune of that, but we used to sing that song. And then the other song I like, let's see if I can get this one. Oh no. Each step I take, my Savior goes before me. And with his loving hand, he leads the way. And with each breath I whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. At times when I feel my faith begin to waver. Was that shaking her head? I'm not getting it. When up ahead I see a chasm wide, it's then I turn and look up to my Savior. I'm strong when he is by my side. I trust in God no matter what comes before me. For I know eternal life is in his hand. He holds the key that opens up the way that will lead me to the promised land. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on. Until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. Well, even though I didn't get this tune, you get the message, you know. You get the message. There's many songs that are written about God's leading and guiding and directing us, you know. There's another one that says that In shady green pastures he leads us along. You know, they're not always shady green pastures. Sometimes through the water, sometimes through the blood, sometimes through the fire, but all through the blood. And then, of course, the song that I think Fanny Crosby wrote, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. You know? You know, I guess it was Rich Mullins who wrote that song, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. I was thinking it was Fanny Crosby. But, anyway. It's a really wonderful song as well. Well, no, this one says Fanny Crosby. So one said Fanny Crosby and the another one said someone else. So I'm not sure at this point who wrote it, but I think it was Fanny Crosby. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whatever befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, though a stream of joy I see, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Well, if I didn't believe that, I would be very, very discouraged. If I didn't believe that each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with his loving hand, he leads the way. You know, until someday the last step will be taken, each step I take just leads me closer home. You know, so when I'm out walking, I'm going to remember these songs. You know, it was later on in life, after I was married several years, that it was brought by the Holy Spirit to me that God is sovereign over our lives, you know, and a lot of people don't believe that, but, you know, I told someone the other day, if I didn't believe that, I would be in a world of hurt. You know, when it says all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose, it doesn't say everything is good. But it does say everything works together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. You know, and so I look down over my life and I realize that there have been many, many things I haven't understood, you know. After going back to college as an adult student, thinking I was going to help people by becoming a social worker, and then being told I would have to place children with homosexuals was just pretty much unbelievable to me. That was 25 years ago. Look at our society today. And during that 5-year court battle, you wouldn't believe the many different jobs I had to get to keep food on my table. I didn't come from a wealthy family. My dad was a plumber, you know. And so I sold insurance. I sold real estate. I sold water treatment systems. I worked for a long distance phone company for a while. Had a lot of different jobs. You know, each step I took, God was with me. And that gives me hope for the future, that each step I take in the future, I'm going to shut this blind. The sun's coming in pretty good there. Each step I take today in the next ever how many years I have left, I'm 69 now, I know that I can depend on Christ being with me through down to the very end of my life. Well, that's what's kind of on my mind this morning. And I hope that encourages you as well, that God has got all things in His hand. And I'm going to leave you with this passage of Scripture, which is becoming one of my favorite Scriptures, to be honest with you. It's in Acts. And I'll just read it to you real quickly. It says in Acts 17:36, "And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation." Now, what part of your life is God not involved in? If He's made one blood of all nations to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. May the good Lord be with you this day, is my prayer. That's Acts 17:26.